Blog Talk Radio.
Looking into DNA and biohacking.
Okay. I think last week I watched some videos on this. You know, I've always been interested in this field as a young man. And then, you know, you lose track of things and technology is not up to date. You know, things that they're talking about that they can do or want to do, and, you know, but they don't have the technology to do it. That is no longer the case. No longer the case. It's no longer the case that they can't create a human with a pig head or create a human with a snake head. You know those. Anybody ever look at the hieroglyphics on the Egyptian tombs, on the pyramids? And on those pyramids, they have pictures of a man with a bird's head, pictures of, you know, people, their human bodies. They got pictures of, you know, animals as part of their body. And, you know, so we're looking at it and thinking that it's symbolic. But as I watched this video the other night, I'm realizing that it's not symbolic. It's very literal. And they have the ability to do it today. Now, whether they go that far or not, you know, I don't know. Because you can't put anything past mankind. And their goal is not to worship the Most High. Their goal is to worship whatever deity, whether it's science or some other Elohim. And so the standards of the Bible, of the scripture, they're not necessarily held to those. And so as I've been, you know, studying in the law and asking the questions, is man bound by the laws of God, by, you know, the laws of Elohim? Are they required to, his laws to trump theirs? That's every individual. That's an individual choice. And what I've learned is that man, government, have not chosen to do that. They've chosen to make their own laws. They've chosen to go by their own standards, even to the point where they have tried to mess with the book. Okay? So we're going to be looking at this. It's probably going to be more than a one-lesson thing because I want us to think about this. Think about the nature of man. And think about what the Bible says, the nature of man will be in the last days. And if they go here, if they have this ability, what won't they constrain themselves to do?
We fight the battles no one hears about.
Okay. So if they will constrain themselves, if they won't constrain themselves to, you know, to mess with DNA, and we're going to look at some of these programs. Because I'm telling you, they're actually able and are doing it today. Okay, it's not a want to. This is a reality. And we as the people, the implications of this goes very, very far. You can go to the doctor. Just say that they do make a decision that they want to get rid of all people of color. They could actually do that now by giving you a shot, and you would never know that they did it to you. All of a sudden, you got these diseases dying off, and they're saying it's, you know, due to some virus or whatever. So the implications of this go very, very far, and what mankind will do. Now, I was looking at some videos where Israel has said that their worst problem is us. Us. So-called Hebrew Israelites. And they wish that we would go away. They wish they could get rid of us. But if we say anything about them, then the world will come at us as being anti-Semitic. So we've got to understand that we are in a battle for our lives, for our existence. And Yah has woken us up and told us who we are. And if we don't do what's right, if we are not vigilant, we're going to become a casualty of war. We are now, we are actually casualties of war now. That's how we got in this country. Okay? because the church declared war on us back in the 1700s or 1600s. So we got to understand who and what we are. We got to understand that, you know, they have no intentions of helping us. What they wanted us for, when they came out of that, if we become excess baggage, then what they want to do is get rid of us. And I'm telling you, this technology, you go to the hospital, they're telling you they're giving you a shot for whatever, and, you know, you just die. And the world won't even know why. They won't much less care. So this is how real this is. Or let's change your nature. Let's make you super docile, where you won't fight anything. And matter of fact, we'll decrease your intelligence. We'll bring you down to the level of the beast, because that is how they have classified us, as a beast. That doctrine, I had never heard of that doctrine before, you know, that the black man was on the ark because Adam brought him on as a beast. Or not Adam, Noah brought him on as a beast. So that is how they have classified us. And now they have the ability through bioengineering and biohacking, and biohacking, both of these are terrible things. So we're going to look at both of them. So hold on to your chair. Get ready for, you know, a riveting series, because, you know, this actually honestly scares me. You know, and I put my faith in the Most High, but this actually honestly scares me, because you don't know. You know, they can put it in your food. They could put it anywhere. You got a kid on the internet injecting himself with an anti-HIV hacked DNA, trying to cure himself. And that's the scariest part of this, is that you can buy these kits online and do them yourself. Think about that. You can buy a kit and hack DNA, cut it up, splice it, and, you know, they got kits that you can buy and that you can inject a bird that is red and it'll turn them green. And it's for kids. And so this is scary. Really scary. Okay? So let me do this. Let me welcome everybody in Pal Talk and Blog Talk on the internet in general, wherever you may be. We greet you in the only name whereby men must be saved, the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. I want to welcome everybody in North America and South America, those that are on the African continent, in the Far East, what they want to call the Middle East, which is just East Africa, the European theater, the communist bloc countries. We greet you in the only name whereby men must be saved, the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, or Jesus the Christ. As I said, on this evening, we are getting into this study of bioengineering and biohacking, and as it lines up or does not line up with the scripture, and what it says for the saints of the Most High. Because, you know, as long as we are in the world, and we are participating in the things of the world, if we don't come out of her, meaning to separate ourselves from her, then we are subject. That doesn't mean that they can't find us and, you know, do whatever. But what's more important is how our heart is before the Most High. And that he knew that, hey, we wouldn't go on for none of this. You know, we can't control what they do, but we can control what we do. And so, you know, he says, come out from her. This is just straight up wickedness. Straight up. You don't get no wickeder than this, because they're trying to play Elohim. And not only are they trying to play Elohim, they're allowing anybody who wants to do it to play Elohim. Anybody. They don't have any laws. You know, they say they got laws on the book. They don't really have any laws on the book. There's no way somebody order a kit it gets at their house, you have no way of governing what they do, how they use it. So this is really, really scary. And when we get into this, you know, as I said, you will see, really see why. It is really scary. All right. Let us do our statement of faith. Let me pull this up. And I don't know how long we will be here this evening, whether it will be the normal 2 hours or whether it will be an hour, hour and a half. As Yah gives me the strength to do it, then we will be here. If I start hacking and, you know, coughing all over the place, then, you know, I will cut it short. I ain't going to lay my behind down. I want you to know that we are definitely at peril. This is how scary this is. All right, our statement of faith. Now, the ladies, to cover their head. Any men listening, uncover your head as we go before the Most High. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction and for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. I believe that all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 21. I believe there is one Elohim, according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I'm a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I'm of the royal priesthood, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I'm of the chosen, I am chosen and directed by Yah, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I'm a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Mashiach, which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give the Most High Elohim a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name, O Yah Elohim. Glory, glory, glory to you, Father. Glory to you, Father. Glory. Glory, glory, glory to you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Who is like unto Elohim? There is no one like you, O Yah Elohim. No, not one, Father. But they want to play you, Father, and they want to be like you, Father. They want to supersede your position. Hallelujah, Father. But we ask that you would keep us and maintain us, Father, and allow us to continue to worship you in spirit and in truth. And in all things, let your will be done. Hallelujah. Your will. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Yah. Hallelujah. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, now and forever. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. We thank you for life and health and strength today. We thank you for the opportunity to once again come together and to break bread and to observe your Shabbat, a day of rest that you have ordained, that your people should keep perpetually throughout all times. Father, we ask that you would forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. We ask that you lead us not into temptation, but that you deliver us from evil. We ask that you hold not the iniquity of our forefathers against us, for they are all gone by the way in a grave, and we are still yet here, seeking to keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments, in spirit and in truth. Father, you said that your people Israel have done wickedly, and if we walk contrary to you, and you walk contrary to us. You said, but if we would but turn from our wicked ways and repent from our sins, and not complain about the punishments that you have placed upon us by scattering us into all the nations of the world, that you would once again turn your eyes and your ears toward your people Israel. So, Father, we acknowledge that we have walked contrary to you, and that we have done wickedly. And, Father, we are turning from our wicked ways, and we are repenting from our sins. And we won't complain about the punishment that you have placed upon us by scattering us into all the nations of the world. But this will be our testimony. This is what happens to you when you disobey the Most High Elohim. Now, Father, as we go to work in the kingdom on this evening, we ask that you would smile upon this work and that you would give us favor in all that we do. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen and amen.
Amen.
let us go to Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 13. Deuteronomy chapter 10 and verse 13. And the word of the Most High reads, to keep the commandments of Yah and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good. Deuteronomy 11, verse 26 and 27, verse 26 through 28. Deuteronomy 11, verse 26 through 28. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commandments of Yah your Elohim, which I command you this day, and a curse if you do not obey the commandments of Yah your Elohim, but turn aside out of the way, which I command you to this day, to go after other Elohims which you have not known. May the Most High a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
All right, the sounding of the shofar.
Oh, no.
jump into this. Let me adjust this jacket a little bit. This jacket that I have on has its own heater in it. You turn that bad boy off. Got too hot. All right, so we're going to go ahead and jump into this precept, okay? And we want to talk about biohacking and bioengineering as it relates to our faith. Because, see, mankind is going to sell this, that they're going to be able to do all these wonderful things, that they're going to be able to cure diseases, that you're going to be able to order a designer baby, that you will be, that they will be able to, if you got whatever you got wrong with you, they'll go in, that's genetic, you know, that's genetic, that they'll be able to go in, splice your genes, and get rid of that in you. One of the problems with this is that in this world, these things are never for the poor. If you got money, they will do it. Matter of fact, it's already going on now. Got people going to, where was it, Ukraine before the war broke out. You got a doctor over there that you go and tell him, you know, give him your family history. They do a gene test on you, and then they know what you are you know, disposed to catch, that you might, you know, that's inherited in your body. And they can say, okay, we can make sure your child doesn't get this. And by the way, what color do you want their hair to be? What color do you want their eyes to be? How tall do you want them to be? What kind of strength do you want them to have? Do you want them to be more or less superhuman? They have this technology today. And they have already been doing it with, you know, some people. And so we got to understand that we're not talking about what could be. We are talking about what is. Okay? And so we need to discuss this and be aware of it as far as how does it affect our faith? How does it affect your faith? Let's go to 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3, and let's get verses 3 and 4. Knowing this first, I'm in the last days, scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? Now, these are believers, but they're scoffing. Scientists are going to offer them, hey, we can give you immortality. Is the Bible, is it true? Is it all just a fairy tale? Does the Most High really exist? Scoffers. And Messiah been gone for over 2,000 years. When is he coming back? Scoffers. Don't believe the doctrine. Don't want to wait on him. And the enemy, Satan, is going to use this as an attraction for them. You know, hey, we can bring utopia on the earth. So you're going to have a subset of people making decisions for all of mankind. We don't really think that your kind's supposed to be here. This is coming. And so we got to be aware of it. And you got to come against it. Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were. From the beginning of the creation, ain't nothing changed, is what they're saying. So if Messiah is supposed to come and bring this utopia, he's supposed to come and bring paradise on earth, where is he? Because now we can give ourselves eternal life. We can splice our genes and give ourselves longevity. We can change the color of our hair. Matter of fact, they are now growing heart and kidneys in pigs. Had this sister on there, she said, I don't care where it comes from. If it comes from a pig or a goat or whatever, I don't care. I need a heart or I need a kidney. So they're already doing it. Now, we're not supposed to consume pork. How do you think the Most High is going to feel we put a heart in us that came from a pig? You go to the hospital, they say, hey, your heart has failed. You need a transplant. There is, you know, the waiting list is long, but if you take one of these hearts, we can get it to you in a couple of months. And it's grown from a pig. They are doing it. And what's so bad about it, let me tell you how perverse this is. You know how a pig has multiple piglets? So they can have anywhere from 3 to 15 piglets. They can grow anywhere from 3 to 15 hearts at one time. And they do it from your cells. Inject your cells into the ovum of a pig. And it survives. It would normally kill that. But they figured out a way to make it survive. So we got to understand that what we are in, what we are facing, is straight up abomination. But they're going to sell it that it's to your good. It's a wonderful work. And we can eradicate disease. We can extend life. We can make designer animals. Oh, you went to the pet store and you wanted a red bird and all they had was green? Here, take this biohack kit and go home and, you know, take some blood from your bird, put it up under the microscope that we're going to give you, and then go in with this program and hack those genes and turn his feathers into red or green, whichever one. You got people doing that already. So if they can do that on this level, and they have access to the entire genome, I mean the entire gene, they can go in and hack whatever they want. So if they are not satisfied with Messiah, if they don't believe that he actually exists, if they think that, you know, it's a fairy tale, because a lot of people are out there teaching that, hey, this Bible is nothing but a fairy tale. But what we're talking about is reality. In reality, they can hack the human genome and splice however they want to cut exactly where they want to cut. Go to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. And we're going to be getting verses 1 through 5. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers, despisers of those that are good, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of Elohim. Now, this gene, this bioengineering, this biohacking comes strictly from lovers of pleasure. Nobody who's sick want to be sick. If you got a grave disease and they have the ability to heal you, 9 times out of 10, you're going to take it. Okay? And it's coming from you don't want to be sick. If that's your lot in life, if that was your gene, then you don't want to be that way. And so all of this comes from the spirit of blasphemy. Willfully being disobedient to the Most High because they don't really believe that he is. And they're aware of the commandments. But it don't really apply to us. We have technology and we we have sight and we can do what we want to do. Why should we have to suffer? This is this mentality, okay? Because they are lovers of self. And it's a self-fulfillment. You know what? Ain't nothing wrong with me, but, you know, I really wish that my hair was hot pink all the time, and I don't want to have to dye it. I can go in and have them to genetically modify my DNA, and my hair will turn hot pink. Not curing you of anything, just fulfilling something that brings you pleasure. Wow, look at my hair. Look at how beautiful it is at this color. It's all about pleasure. It's all about blasphemy. And he says in the last days that people will be this way. All because, you know what? It's been this way for the last 2,000 years. It's been this way from the beginning. The Bible says things, but where is he? So we got to understand that we are going to be facing some really perilous times. Because the people are lovers of themselves and they hate you, what do you think they're going to do to you? If they are lovers of self and they got a problem with a certain race, things they're going to do. There are people who would let alone see certain people dead rather than you know, be in the world. Won't bother them one bit. And so as they bring this technology forward, because there are, you know, they got committees and they got, they got certain laws on the book that's supposed to try to govern this, but there's no way for them to govern it. There's no way for them to know strictly what's going on in some lab or in somebody's garage. You know, you got a curious child, they're on the internet, their friends have been messing with them. So you know what, I want some muscles, so I can whip their behind. And they order one of these biohack kits, and they figure that they know how to operate it. And they snip it in the wrong place. And now they got bigger problems. This is really, as I said, this is perilous. So in 2 Timothy, the Most High warns of how people are going to be. People are not going to get better. They're going to get worse. And the reason that they're going to get worse is because they are ungodly. Their standard of godliness is their own self, what they think. And so it's going to become bad. Lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful and proud. We already got that going on today. It has always been here, but even more so today because they can affect the world. you can do things now that really are global quickly. Let somebody biohack, they had COVID, they draw some blood, and they say, you know what? I'm going to make this thing impossible to cure. I'm going to hack his gene so that they can't kill it. And I'm going to release it back out in the wild. Got the ability to do that. Sounds scientific? Sounds like sci-fi? It's not. It really is not. I was so shocked when I saw these videos, saw what the government was doing. The governments of the world, and what I saw that, you know, they got companies that you can order a biohacking kit. You don't have to know what you're doing. Just follow the program. Cookie cutter. You do a little bit of research and you say, oh, well, I can try this. I can try that. Already happening. No control. Okay? So, look at this biohacking. Now, the Most High says that there's some problems with this scripturally because he's the creator. He's the one that set the order and the law for our genes. This is the law of a dog and his genes. And when two dogs come together, they create another dog. When two people come together, they create another person. From the beginning of time or beginning of what we know as time, we have not been able to alter that. But I see on the Egyptian pyramids that they had figured that out at one time. Where are they at today? Because that's where we're headed. Extinction. Either Most High is going to come back and kill everything, or mankind is going to do it himself. Okay. Fields of biohacking and bioengineering bring forth both awe-inspiring and potential and profound ethical questions. But you really, with the potential, with what they can do with this, you're only as ethical as you want to be. And we know that, you know, there's going to be some people who try to be good. And there's going to be some people who like, you know what? I don't give a damn. Death to all Christians. Death to all Jews. Death to all Muslims. Death to all black people. Whatever. They're not going to care. So we have this technology is really wondrous. Because if we were innately good, we could do miraculous work with this technology. But that is not man's nature. Not what he does. All you got to do is look at history. It is not what we do. Some leader wants power over some people or all the people, and they say, hey, I want you to do this and give it to the masses. I feel like they worship me enough. I don't feel like they're compliant enough. But they're going to sell it that they can eradicate diseases. They can enhance human capability. You know, what if they could increase your IQ to over 200? What if they could give you the strength of Samson or close to it? What if they could make you run even at 80 or 90 years old faster than Usain Bolt? Just by slicing your genes. What if they say, you know what? You got this disease. We can reverse it, and you don't have to live with it the rest of your life. I'm telling you that those days are here. Okay? It's not, you know, fantasy. It's not opinion. They are already doing it. Okay? What if they say, hey, your lungs are gone bad. You smoked all your life, and your lungs are gone bad, and we can grow you some new lungs. Just give us a couple of your cells. In 8 weeks from now, you'll have new lungs. They have that ability to do that now. Who are they going to decide gets it? Well, we know money talks. And the reason that these biohackers are doing what they're doing, because they know that the rich will try to hog this technology to themselves. They're trying to make it available. You don't put stuff like this out to the masses and say, hey, do whatever you want to do with it. Yeah, people that don't understand what they can do with it. Oh, it's not that serious. I was just trying to change my hair color. Now I got 4 ears. Literally. Or, you know what? I feel like an eagle. Let me splice my blood with the blood of an eagle and grow an eagle's head. And keep my intelligence. These things are all possible. And according to, as I said, the Egyptian pyramids, they were doing this before. When I said Greece, this stuff is not, you know, it's not symbolic. Man has gone down this road before. And it's not symbolic. So you feel like you a dog, you want to be a dog? Well, yeah, I want my dog's head. Well, we can take your dog's blood and grow you a new head. Craziness. It's like the Tower of Babel. When right now, the people are not all of one mind and one heart. So you got this, everybody doing their own thing. And there's no standard. There's no nothing to meter what man is doing. Nothing to check. But wait until the world, New World Order comes in. And whatever agenda they have, I want everybody to bow down and worship me. So take the mark, and we're going to give you this. And now you can't do anything but worship me because I just injected your DNA. I just hacked it. And you will do whatever we say. And you will reject Messiah. Your eyes will only be for me. See, back in the 1970s, while I was still in the military and I was, you know, my job was for the wartime was, you know, nuclear biological defense. And so a lot of the things that they trained us in was, you know, to survive that, okay? Not that we were doing it, but we needed to survive it. And then how it affects things and, you know, which way the radiation is going to go. But also, they've been looking at this stuff since then, that Ebola and AIDS, genetically modified viruses. And they thought that there was a document called National Memorandum 2000 by Henry Kissinger. And he was saying that the biggest threat to the United States is overworld population. And so we are going to create a virus that kills off people of color and people that are morally unacceptable to us. So we're talking about, you know, gays, blacks, those types of things. The problem was the morally right weren't that morally right. And AIDS, you didn't have to have sex. AIDS could be passed through saliva. Saw somebody, all you had to do was kiss somebody and mix your spit. You didn't have to have aberrant sex. They found out, you know, hey, there's a lot of us getting infected with this. We got to do something about that. But the goal was to reduce the world population as a matter of national security. So if you go do the research, you'll find out that in Florida, like after a hurricane, they had AIDS being passed by mosquitoes. Because, you know, the power was out, the mosquitoes went crazy, and they're breeding in, you know, in those pools and stuff, and in, you know, the swamps and all that. And then they're biting people with AIDS, and then they're passing AIDS. So we got to know that this is real. And we got to know that from a governmental standpoint, they're going to always put everything to national defense. Catch all for everything. We just really don't like y'all. We've been trying to kill y'all for years. Y'all are like roaches. Y'all just keep surviving. Drop you off in the islands and come back. You got a society there. Put you through slavery and put you through the worst conditions, and you just keep breeding. There is nothing by accident. So now they got this tool. They're going to sell it. Hey, we can do great things. We can cure you. And, you know, who isn't afraid of death? Most people don't want to die. You mean you can, excuse me, you mean you can extend my life? Now you can do it without a pill? You can make my genes give me eternity? Well, not really eternity. You'll live 50,000 years and then more than likely you'll die. But what's 50,000 years compared to 100 years? Like an eternity. So we've got to understand that as mankind is bringing this stuff up and throwing it, where do you stand at on it? What would you do if they came to you and your child is deathly ill? Say, hey, we got some gene therapy we can do, and it'll cure that. Would you accept it? Would you go down that road? Oh, yeah, we can give you a shot, and you'll grow back cartilage in your hips. We'll give you a shot, and you know what? That curve that was in your back will automatically just straighten up. This is what they're offering, and this is what is capable of doing. What would you do? Food for thought. Go to Genesis chapter 1. Because they are going in and they are pulling the genes out of a cell, taking an animal and pulling their genes out of the cell. You know that we got to have half our genes and half their genes into theirs so that whatever it is that we're looking for, we get it. Okay, whether it's the heart, whether it's lungs, whatever it is, okay? If we want to create new life, I'm talking about new life. There is no man walking around with a crocodile head talking to people as though he is naturally in the creation. They have the ability to do that. So Genesis 1 and 27. And the word of the Most High reads. Man is created in whose image? Genesis 1 and 27. So Elohim created man in his own image. In the image of Elohim created he him. Male and female created he them. We are created in the image of the Most High, we now have the ability not only just to create something that don't look like him, but to change our own image. In other words, we're going to move him out the way. We're going to bypass his order. Bypass his order. Do we really want to go down that road? Because mankind is there and is going down that road. Do we really want to do that? Do we want to say, oh, we have the ability to do whatever we want, and the Most High can't do anything about it? So the divine truth is that he created us in his image. Well, Most High, you know, I really didn't ever like this. I didn't like how it came by chance that, you know what, I was born black, but I don't want to be black. So now I can alter myself and be whatever I want to be. All I got to do is take this gene therapy, and I start morphing. Hey, weren't you born black? Yeah, but I don't want to stay that way. These are the implications. Go to 1 Corinthians. Because the Most High created us in his likeness and in his image. He created us that his spirit, we are the only beings that I know of in the creation that he unites his spirit with for that purpose. That our bodies would be where he dwells at. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And as we get into this technology, just looking at the ethical issues that we can have with this from the very beginning. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. And the word of the Most High reads, what? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh in you? The problem is that they don't have the Ruach in them. Don't want the Ruach in them, but you are supposed to have the Ruach in you. The place where the Most High wants to dwell. You go and change yourself, you got an ostrich head now. Or you got a crocodile head. Or you change something about yourself that is not the image that he created, that he put in place. And it's like, you know, like he told Nadab and Abihu. That's strange to me. They just offered fire at the wrong time. And it was strange to the Most High. So if we genetically modify ourselves, do we not think that that's going to be strange? Most High is going to look at the genes and say, hey, the original blueprint for this model was this. But they have changed it to this. We are the temple. We are the place where the Most High said, you know, David, how you going to build me a house? I built me a house from the very beginning. My desire has always been to dwell in mankind. I created my house from the beginning. I just can't dwell in an unclean house. And then you go and genetically modify it, superseding his orders, his expectation, and expect that he will be happy with that. of these ethical issues that we're going to face. And it's nothing like true life, real life, cropping up and saying, hey, we can do this. What you going to do? Take these pills. Like it was on Star Trek. And they went back in the past. I don't know if y'all used to watch Star Trek, but I used to be a devout Trekkie. And they went back, you know, flew the ship back into the past, like into the 1980s. And they were in the hospital because they were trying to get something. And this man had kidney disease. He had lost his kidney. And Dr. McCoy gave him a couple of pills. And in a matter of minutes, he grew his kidneys back. And the man's running around the hospital talking about, doctor gave me a couple of pills and I grew my kidneys back. And everybody's looking at him like he's stupid, but he's got kidneys. So this is what they can do. We are the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh. So know that you got a decision to make. And it's not like this is 20, 10, 15 years away. It is here now. They can offer you this now if they so desire to. So do you think that this has the ability to tempt people to play Elohim? To take his place? That ability? Hold on a second. All right. So they can be tempted to play Elohim. This technology gives them the ability to do so. And as you said, in the last days, they will be lovers of self, blasphemers, knowing that they shouldn't do this, but they're going to do it anyway. Go to Romans chapter 12. The book of Romans chapter 12. Look at verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, may be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of Elohim. What does Elohim want? Yeah, Elohim wants me to improve my body. Elohim wants me to have bigger feet, bigger hands, whatever. What is his will? He says, hey, be not conformed to this world. But this is where the world is. And this is where the world is going. So when you look at this capability, it can alter our genetic makeup. They can grow organs. Our organs inside of animals. They can alter the course of life. They can play Elohim. You know, if you had cancer, they say, hey, we can just give you some new lungs. You may look at that as a miracle. You know, that's just man. That's just man advancing. That's medicine. You got to consider these things. Are you going to get with the world? No, Elohim, I really ain't ready to die. I really ain't ready to grow old. And man has come up with a solution. I think I'm going to take that short. Think about this. What would you do? You know, I don't tell anybody not to go to the hospital. I don't tell them not to use the cures that man has found for certain things and how they use drugs to manipulate certain aspects of our life. But this is a totally different level. Totally different. We can fundamentally change you. Do we shun progress and say, you know what, that wasn't the intent of Elohim? Or do we embrace progress, what they call progress, what they call scientific pursuit? You know, we got knowledge. And the scripture says in the last days, knowledge would increase. But it's what man does with that knowledge. He can use it for good, or he can use it for evil. And you can think it's for a good. Excuse me. And it turns out to be an evil. What would you do? This is the question every person is going to have before them. Every person that's alive, that lives long enough, is going to have this question before them. Who do you serve? Do you serve the Most High? Or is your Elohim science? Will you start doing whatever you want to do because you feel like, hey, the penalty of sin is death, and they're offering me a way out of that. I ain't got to worry about dying now. Think about that. I don't have to worry about that. As the woman said, I don't care where they get it from. I want to live. Get it from a pig. Get it from a goat. Get it from a sheep. I don't care. I need a kidney right now. It's hard to say what we would do until we're in that position. But these are things that we have to consider. Who are you serving? You know, you really don't have to die right now. Get a shot and everything is wrong, which is okay. We'll do it through your genes. Your faith versus ethics. Because I really believe that there are, when it really comes down to it, more people who believe in science than they do believe in the Most High. And so there are going to be some ethical questions behind this coming real quick. You know, I take some pills to alleviate pain in my hip. Only to realize that, hey, it only makes me hurt worse because I don't have the pain, so I go about acting like I don't have pain. things that I already knew. And then make it work. So we got this ahead of us. Are we just going to be observers? Are we going to look back and see what mankind is doing? And are we going to say, well, I got nothing to do with it? Y'all do y'all. We're going to see whether you know it or not. They're genetically modifying the food. They're genetically modifying everything. And they have the technology today to be precise. Precise. Start looking at this technology in particular. But see, this is the ethical dilemma that we're in. Do we follow after mankind? Do we follow the Most High? Do we say mankind has advanced to this much that the Most High won't care? Each person has to make this decision for themselves. I'm just here to tell you that it is here now. Not gonna be here, it's here. And each and every one of us, decision to make. Excuse me. Let me pull up this other document that I have. And give me a hot second. I think we'll cover this part today. Now, my honest opinion is that man is moving toward destruction. Technology. This is a technology that they can do whatever they want to with. And all it takes is one mistake, and all mankind is in trouble. All it takes is one mistake, and all of mankind is in trouble. Look at progress. But see, this is the paradox that we're in. On the one hand, do we accept the advancement of man in science and the ability that science seems to be giving us? Or do we look far enough down the road to say, hey, this has the potential, really has the potential to destroy us? Decision can be made by a few people. Not the masses. 12 people in the world decided, hey, this is the ideal world. What if they tell you, you take this shot, and it's going to give you eternal life, and your eternal life is death? Because we want to send out the masses. We don't have the capability to feed 9 or 18 billion people. We can't keep up with the pollution. We can't keep up with, you know, the managing of the food. And ideally, in our opinion, the world is designed to support this many people. So we have made the decision that if you fit these qualifications, you're not fit for our world. And we're not going to tell you that openly. But we give you gene splicing that only lets you live to the age of 30. And if you take it and you're over 30, you drop dead. Says that your expiration date has come up and it expired. See, they have the ability to do all this now. And who's going to pick and make the decisions as to who lives and who dies? So we got a problem. Do we go along and accept the advances in technology that man is coming up with? Or do we look at historically what man has done? Man has never had this ability, or at least not that we know of. But what if he uses this ability and says, you know what? We need to be greater stewards of the planet. And the problem is us. The problem is us. We don't have no control over ourselves. These people are quote unquote barbaric and uncivilized. How about we get rid of them? How about we say, you know what? These people just reproduce unlimitless. There's 1 billion Chinese. There's 1 billion Indians. There's 300 million Americans. Three times the amount of Chinese and Indians, and there are Americans. Now, y'all reproduce too much. All we know, and we've been, you know, making families only have one child. But if you got, if your breeding population is 700 million, 750 million, and everybody can have one child, that's another 750 million people you're adding to the population. Numbers matter. So they'll be looking at these things. And we got to say, how much do we want to be a part of this? How much of this that we will just accept? Or we pray Yah to take us out of here before then. Or we pray that he come back before they do it. They're already doing it. And he said their mentality will be, hey, ain't nothing changed. The book is saying this, but it's been the same from the beginning. And now we got the knowledge, and we're going to do what we want to do. Now, if we look at history, his man's history is that he wants to control our power over anybody that he feels is inferior to him. And the only way that you can show that you're not inferior is to be challenging. It's like the bully on the playground. You can, if you stand up to him and you show him that you're just as willing to fight as he is, or you can able to kick his butt, then he'll back down. And that is what, how this world is run. They talk about bullying and anti-bullying, but that is the way that they run things. Something I want. You got minerals that I need. You got them in the ground. You ain't using them. You don't even know the value of them. We'll come and take them. And if you complain, then we will take over you, or we will obliterate you. That is man's nature. His nature. So we got to consider this. Are we advancing civilization? Or is the advance of our, is the advancement of civilization also leading to our downfall? You got to look at these things. Go to the book of Matthew, chapter 24. The book of Matthew, chapter 24. And let's get verses 6 through 8. Matthew 24, verses 6 through 8. You'll hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation, ethnicity shall rise against ethnicity. Ethnic cleansing. You know what? We have the ability to take all your people out. And we've been feuding with you for years. Because it's going to happen. Never had the tool to destroy until this last decade, 100, 200 years, to destroy the entire world. To conquer the known world, but that wasn't really the entire world, is what they knew of it. Somehow they lost knowledge. So Europe and North Africa, that was the world. Or the East Africa and Asia, that was the world. Didn't know anything about the Americas or anything like that. So when they talk about, you know, Nebuchadnezzar and Hannibal and all these rulers that were supposed to have ruled the world. They ruled the known world. But today we actually have the ability to destroy the entire world. The entire world. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be are caused by genetics. You know what? We're going to send you these seeds, but we know that these seeds will not germinate. Because we want to bring a famine to your country. We want to bring pestilence to your country. Because we want to subject you. You've been thumbing your nose just a little bit too much, thinking you're all this and a bag of chips. And we have the ability to control your food supply. We have the ability to create viruses and germs that only affect your people. Your people. Not everybody else in the world. They can say, hey, we don't care if you got brown eyes. If you're white and you got brown eyes, you ain't going to make it. Because we only want white, thin-lipped, blue-eyed people to make it. If it ain't that, it's going to kill them. Ethnic cleansing. Nation against nation. This technology allows them to do that and be that specific. Scary. And we think that it's years away or, oh, that have never happened. It is here. and they are doing it. I watched where, Lyme disease. And usually where people are getting it from is that rats that the tick bites, they carry Lyme disease. Okay? The tick can bite you and give you Lyme disease. But now what they're doing in Connecticut, they are injecting these rats with altered DNA that won't accept Lyme disease. So the tick can bite them, but they don't get Lyme disease. And what they're doing is trying to say, well, if the tick bite this one, it's also going to die. So we're going to eradicate this disease by altering the gene, of these rats. They're doing it. And they made the people buy into it. There was a big uproar. And they went to the children. Go look it up. It is happening. They're taking the younger generation and saying, you know, we have this ability and it's a good thing. So understand that. Just like we got countries, all these countries have computers, and you got cyber warfare going on, countries trying to hack other countries, trying to get information from them, trying to bring their systems down. This is the next level. We'll modify your genes. We'll put it in your water. We'll find a way to deliver it through the air. You breathe this in like a virus. This virus carries the modified gene, and now you got this. Terrible what they can and will be doing, because nation, ethnicity, will rise up against ethnicity. Oh, you know what? We're the smart ones. We're the one inventing all this stuff. We need to get rid of these dumb ones. We need to get rid of those that aren't capable of understanding this. Good riddance to them, because they don't understand anyway. Kind of understand that if they go into moral decay, if you have a ruler that comes on the scene and he has gotten the support from all these other nations, and this is what we want to do, this is what I want to do. See, these things are plausible. Am I saying that they're definitely going to happen? I can't say that. But they're plausible with the history of man and what the Bible says is going to happen. They have the means to do it. Historically speaking, history shows a pattern where technology and advancement, while beneficial, have often been repurposed for destructive means. We need to weaponize this. We need to use it against our enemies. How can we do that? Nuclear technology, creating electricity from nuclear fission, and run forever. Well, let's weaponize it and make it a bomb. And this thing will explode so big that, you know what? That's what they did to them in World War II. Japan didn't believe. There's no way. This is an act of God. This is an act of Elohim. Man does not have anything like this. And they dropped the first one on Nagasaki. Japan didn't believe it. No, y'all ain't got no power like that. That's the power of God. So they dropped the second one on Hiroshima. Oh, yeah, we do have this power. We give up. We surrender. Weaponize it. They will do that. They do it with everything. You know what? We don't like your form of government. So if we can control the weather, then what if we don't send rain? That's the most I say he's going to do. All those nations that won't come up to the Feast of Tabernacles, I'm going to withhold rain from them. Their food won't grow. They'll be starving. This is what man does. The internet was created initially to provide information to the governments of the world, our government in particular, so that no matter what happened, they will always be able to share information and be in contact, even through a nuclear war. And that's the way the internet is designed. When the internet goes down in your area, it's you down, but the internet is not down. The global network is still up. And so then they got to have cyber warfare. Let me see how many systems that you have put on the internet that you have computerized, your electric grid, your water. Whatever it is, if you're running it from a computer, let me see if I can hack that. Let me see if I can get access to it and hack it and bring you to your knees. Bring you to your knees. Because I don't agree. We are mortal enemies, and I don't agree with your way of government. Your government has vowed to put an end to my government, my way of life. The internet was designed to share information. It's designed to be open. We use it now for everything. Imagine if the internet went out completely. What would you do right now? Imagine if electricity went out. Not just for a few hours, on end. Your refrigerator don't work. Your heat don't work. Your water don't work. Your fan don't work. We would be in trouble. Most of us would die within 3 months. Can't get no water? Where are you going to get water from? You know, we don't have wells. Can't, don't have any place to store your food. There are no farms around that deliver locally, because see, that's just how man was set up to begin with. Set up a city, you set up farms around that city to provide the food to that city. Now all the farms are centrally located, and the food is shipped around, stored in granaries, goes to the grocery store, and there it's kept in refrigerators until you can buy it. And they quickly go out, and you no longer have access to the stores. Electricity go out, and trucking companies, because vehicles run off electricity, they can't transport the food. Can't get it to the local market. So a lot of people in a lot of cities will die if that were to happen. Right now, they're selling it as, you know what, in the 1800s, we had, when they first invented the telegraph, they had a solar flare that was really powerful, and it fried all of the telegram lines. The solar flare. And that wasn't that bad because not a whole lot of people were using telegrams. And nobody was relying on electricity, you know, to save their food or to grow it or to run their farm or to run the city. Now, fast forward 100 years into the 2000s. Everything is based upon electricity. Everything that we do. And if, you know, local farm, if you got 4 million people in your city, a local farm can't support people. Even if they could grow the food, they couldn't grow enough for 4 million people. And they would find themselves overran, taken over by people who had the power to do it. But we got to understand that man has always weaponized anything that he's done. We don't think you're desirable. So now let's weaponize bioengineering. And let's look for this great viruses that only affect these people, these ethnicities. And let's start wiping them out. This is man's nature to weaponize everything, every advancement that we have ever had. The Most High said, he killed the first world because every thought in their heart and in their mind was evil. Continually. That spirit has crept back into the world, if it even actually ever left. Man's thoughts are evil continually, but he'll say that they're good. So we got to know that this is what they will do. This is the hit. Their leopard don't change his spot. Oh, yeah, we'll sell it to you that it's going to do all these things for you. And it can do that. But we want it to do it for us and not you. But we'll find a way to weaponize it. You think it's doing this for you, but now only find out that, hey, it don't do that for you. So to Daniel chapter 12. The book of Daniel chapter 12. Let's get verses 1 through 4. Daniel chapter 12, verses 1 through 4. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. Shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book of life. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. So they're going to increase the knowledge, and they're going to run back and forth, and they're going to declare all these things to be for the good of mankind. But that's not their history. not their history. Let's see what the Most High says about it. Let's go to Matthew chapter 24. The book of Matthew chapter 24. Matthew 24 and verse 22. Now let's get started in verse. Let's start in verse 21. For then shall be great tribulation, like we read in Daniel, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh be saved. This is what they're going to do. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. But the Most High has already told us what they're going to do. They're going to promise that they are doing something good. But he's going to have to cut those days short. Because their thoughts are evil continually. And they look like they're out to do good. But the history has said that they are going to do evil. So we got to take this as a caution. We got to understand what appears to be will not be. And if we buy into it, we will be just like the rest of the world. And we won't believe what the Most High has said. Now, on tomorrow, we'll talk about this program called CRISPR. And CRISPR allows people, will allow you to genetically modify your own DNA. You can do it. And they're making this available. This is what the biohackers are doing. People doing it in their garage and in their basement. Say they're doing it because, you know what? This technology, if we don't do it this way, the have-nots will never get it. And those that have will use it up. And use it in such a way that the have-nots will never get it. So we're just going to make it out there, put it out there in the wild. And anybody can, with this kit, can modify their genes. Think you got some smart? Think you got, you know, some understanding? You know? This is what I'm suffering from. If I could stop this, I would. We'll talk about that on the morning. Let us bow our heads. Father Yah, we come before you on this evening, Father, looking at the knowledge that man is gaining and that how he's increasing. But you have said, Father, that our ways are not your ways and our thoughts are not your thoughts. And our ways and our thoughts are evil continually. Even when we think that they are good, they are evil. And you destroyed the first world because of it. And you made a promise, Father, that you would never destroy the world again by a flood. You said that you would destroy it by fire. And Father, it looks like that you're going to have to burn out all these people that are going to be created, not in your image, not in your likeness, that the only cure for it would be that you would burn it up. So, Father, we pray that your will be done in all this. Because we know that our fellow man, they will come and they will sell it to us. That this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. And many of us will buy into it because we're all suffering from the curses and the major curse of death. And if people see that they can bypass death's father, they will take every chance to do it. The enemy knows this. So, Father, let your will be done. I ask that you would protect your saints, that you would give us a mind to always be focused on you, to remain on you, to remain committed to you, and that we should not be caught up in the world, because it looks like it will be good, but we know that it will not be. It's not our nature. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. So we will look at these different technologies. About 13 technologies that they're using for different things to edit genes for different reasons. It's not just one thing. And so we want to look at these in the morning. With that being said, may the Most High bless you. May he keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And until we meet again, remember I love you. I really do. If I cannot love you like the Most High loves you, fear Elohim and keep his commandments, saints, for this is our whole duty. Never take your eyes off of him. I don't care how bad it looks. Don't take your eyes off of him. I don't care how good it looks. Don't take your eyes off of him. He is our rock, and he is our standard. You either believe that or you don't. Hello.
Without you, there's no need. I need a hand. always there. Teach me the way. Pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim, his words are perfect. And his kingdom will reign forever. Yahuwah.
Shalom,
family. Happy Sabbath to you all. See you guys in the morning.
Okay. Have a good night.
Amen. I'll try to go get some rest now.
Okay.
Hello.